subject object division must be there, then there is world of plurality is also possible, because the known world is of innumerable countless forms, names and functions. But the knower is one. So the known are of varied forms, fivefold forms, perceived through five different sense organs. The innumerable forms are basically fivefold. But the knower is one. But the known are forms of different types, but the knower is formless. Definitely, the knower is formless reality. For the Shastra's aim is to help us understand the knower. Because the known can grab the attention, retain our attention with it all the time. The total attention is diverted amidst among the known. There's no possibility of even questioning who the knower is, what this knower is, how this knower is, where this knower is. No possibility of even having this question, because attention is always tightly held by this known. And then more and more of inquisitive curiosity, the desire to know, is all about the known. Never is there the desire to know who the knower is, what the knower is. But the Shastram finally helps us have this question, and thereby helps us understand the answer for this question also. And understanding the knower, by shifting the attention from the known to the knower, but understanding who the knower is, finally, we have to see the fact of the known being not there other than the knower. In discovering the knower, the known will disappear, and the knower stay after this, after understanding the fact that there's no known, the knower status also will disappear. And the knower status also is not there. And what is that which enjoyed the knower status alone will be there. And what remains finally is the truth. And Shastram says, it is the truth. You are that truth. You are the truth. And when we understand that sentence, you are the truth, and we also have this understanding of the meaning of this statement of fact, Aham Brahma Asmi. So, Aham Brahma Asmi. And this statement is statement of fact, it's a Mahavakyam, as you all know, as you have heard many times. And this statement occurs in the 10th mantra or the 4th section of the 1st chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And the section itself, the 4th mantra itself, the 10th mantra is called Brahma Kandika, because the word Brahma comes as a first word in that sentence, the section. And there, it is to be understood one who can claim Aham Brahma Asmi is said to be the one who knows Brahma not as an object but as one's own self. There is knowledge of Brahma. That sentence implies the knowledge of Brahma. Which means the question is, who knows Brahma? Who is the knower of Brahma? And in the Upanishad itself, it said, the knower of Brahman is Brahman itself. The knower of Brahman is Brahman itself. Why I say itself? Because the reality implied by the term Brahma, the formless reality implied by the term Brahma, is neither he nor she. And the very word Brahman also is nakaranta napumsakalinga shabdaha. If I say Brahman knows itself, which means before the knowledge of Brahman takes place, before jnana utpatti also, there was Brahma, and the Brahman was always of the nature of limitlessness. So that Brahma, which is of the nature of limitlessness, the formless, always there, this Brahman alone was there as having the jiva status. So before jnanam, what was there as jiva, as an ignorant jiva, as a jnani jiva, and as a result of ajnanam, also as a jiva of all limitations, as jiva going through the samsara in terms of pairs of opposites, this Brahman alone was there. How can you say Brahman was there before and Brahman is of nature of limitlessness and Brahman was there as the jiva with the limitations? As samsari. So the answer is, no, Brahman was ever of the nature of limitlessness. Before Jnanam also, Brahman was of the nature of limitlessness. After the Jnanam also, Brahman will be of the nature of limitlessness. In fact, Brahman is ever of the nature of limitlessness. But limitations, before Jnanam, limitations were superimposed upon Brahman. Brahman was never limited, but they were superimposed upon Brahman. So, Adhyastha. So Brahman knows Brahma. So the after knowledge, the jiva status which Brahman had before goes, Brahman becomes Brahma. Which means Brahman does not become Brahma. Before Jnanam, jiva status was superimposed. Limitations were superimposed. And after Jnanam, Brahman claims Brahmatvam, which means Brahman as though becoming Brahma. Brahman becomes Brahma. And once after Jnanam, Brahman becomes Brahma, then Brahman, that's how Brahman becomes everything. So after Jnanam, as Brahma, Brahman becomes everything. Again, becoming everything does not literally mean becoming everything. Brahman being the self of everything becomes clear. Brahman being the swarupam of understanding, Brahman being the only swarupam, only truth, only reality, the self of everything is Brahman becoming sarvam. Sarvatma bhavaha, sarva atmatvam. Sarvatvam, having the status of being everything, being the whole, is there after Jnanam. So before Jnanam also, Brahman was everything. After Jnanam also, Brahman, of course, is everything. But after Jnanam, there is Brahmatvam, there is Sarvatvam, Sarvatmatvam, Sarva Swarupatvam, Sarva Rupatvam, Sarvatvam. Which means before Jnanam, there wasn't a status of being the whole. Which means Sarvatvam is always there. Sarva Rupatvam, Sarva Swarupatvam is always there. Sarvatvatvam is always there. But still, before Jnanam, the limitations were superimposed. Not being the whole means not being an individual. Being an individual means individuality is superimposed. And being the individual means being limited. Being limited means the limitations were superimposed. So individuality is superimposed. Limitations were superimposed before Jnanam. Before Jnanam, there is Adhyasa. After Jnanam, Adhyasa is resolved. So before Jnanam also what was Brahma. After Jnanam also what is Brahma. Before Jnanam, there's a Jiva status superimposed. Before Jnanam, limitations were superimposed. Before Jnanam, Asarvatvam. Asarvatma Bhavaha, the individuality, Vyaktitvam, everything was superimposed before Jnanam. After Jnanam, the superimposed factors are resolved. Brahman is as usual Brahman. So Brahman was, Brahman is, Brahman will ever be. So in this particular, peculiarly, there's a mantra, Brahmaiva Avet. Brahman alone knows Brahma. And to arrive at this Brahma, Shastram gives us different prakriyas. All the known has to be negated, and what cannot be negated alone as the known, what cannot be negated as the known should be claimed as the knower. Even the knower cannot be negated as the known. And that non-negatable knower, if we see who that knower is, finally, after negation of all the layers of personality, what cannot be negated is definitely, as the known is, the knower. And that knower itself has to be claimed as the truth. Knower itself has to be claimed as the truth. So what cannot be experienced, all experienced are negated. And finally, what cannot be negated as the object of experience is the experiencer alone. That experiencer itself should be understood as the truth. Again, we need not search for experiencing the truth. What cannot be negated as the object of experienced is the experiencer, and the experiencer itself should be understood as the truth, claimed as the truth. And the Shastram again made it very clear that even though all that is there is only the truth cannot be arrived at as anything in the world, but as one's own Swarupam. That is why the particular methods, all these methods are the analysis of the individual. Because only the individual analysis will help us arrive at the truth. And the truth has to be arrived at first only in terms of its nature of knowing. These are all the facts revealed in the Shastram itself. Truth has to be arrived at only as the truth of the individual. So individual has to be analyzed. And in analyzing individual also, it's not independent analysis. Analysis with the help of the Shastra. And analysis helps us negate the objects of knowledge. And finally, what cannot be negated as the object of knowledge should be understood as the very truth, that only experiencer knower alone cannot be negated, and that experiencer knower is the truth. And if we see who this experiencer knower is, that is when we understand the subtlest, the most intangible, abstract, formless reality is there having the knower status. Really speaking, the knower is only a status attributed to the reality. And what is this? The knower is formless. Formless reality. And because formless, we understand that reality only in terms of its nature of knowing. And this reality which is implied with the term Brahma or Atma. And why does it know? Because knowing is its nature. And it is this reality which is conscious of beings. Why is it conscious? Because being conscious is its nature. It is this formless, abstract reality which we arrive at as the truth of the knower. Is of the nature of awareness. It's aware. Why is it aware? Because being aware is its nature. Why is it conscious? Being conscious is its nature. Why does it know? Knowing is its nature. That's why these three possible words are used in the Shastra. And one word, Chaitanyam. So consciousness, awareness, knowledge, pure knowledge. The knowledge are the words used to imply this reality, because in terms of its nature of knowing, these words used are the words implying the reality in terms of its nature of knowing. They do not indicate the reality directly. They only imply the reality in terms of its nature of knowing, conscious, being conscious and being aware. And this, it is this reality obtaining in him of consciousness is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. Katam brihattamatvam brahmanaha. How can we say it is of the nature of limitlessness? This reality is always there means it is the only knower of everything. So there's no knower other than this reality. The knower of time is this reality. The knower of space is this reality. And the knower of all the forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space is this reality. Therefore, time is also pervaded by the reality. space is also pervaded by the reality, and everything else is pervaded by the reality, which means time itself does not have existence outside of the reality. This inexplicably vast space does not have existence outside of the reality. The consciousness, we use another word, pure knowledge. So time and space and the rest of the world of objects, which exist within the realm of time and space, do not have existence outside of the reality. So what was there before the time, what was there before the space, what was there before the time and space? Is the truth of time and space. Before the wave rises, what was is, what is water. For the wave to come, there must be water already. The source as a source of wave. Similarly, as a source of time, as a source of space, a source of everything, what was there before, is the truth, and which is therefore it is free from limitations. It is of the nature of limitlessness. And here, it's other way of seeing it. So before Jnanam, Brahman was, but there was also Ajnanam. Before Jnanam, Brahman was, there was also Ajnanam. After Jnanam, Brahman is, there is Jnanam. Before Jnanam, Brahman with Ajnanam was there. After Jnanam, Brahman with the Jnanam is there. Brahman is always there. With Ajnanam also, along with the Jnanam, Brahman was. Along with the Jnanam, Brahman is. Which means that Ajnanam which is there before Jnanam is nothing but a name attributed to the power, unmanifest power. So Brahmanaha avyakta shaktireva Ajnana Shabdena Suchyate. Avyakta Shaktihi. Avyakta Shaktihi. The unmanifest power of the reality alone is known by the term Ajnanam. There's no Ajnanam. Ajnanam is just the unmanifest power of the reality. When the power becomes manifest, it is called Jnanam. When there is Jnanam, Ajnanam is not there. When there is Ajnanam, Jnanam is not there. What does it mean? The power of the reality, unmanifest is given the name Ajnanam. Manifest is given the name Jnanam. And this power is not countable as a second parallel reality. Because it is not something separable at all from the reality. And the power is Parashaktihi Mahashaktihi. Anirvachaniya Shaktihi, inexplicable, non-definable power. The power is the power of knowing. The Swarupam is the power of knowing. There is no other Shakti. So, avyakta or vyakta, unmanifest or manifest, the power is ever inseparable from the reality. The vyakta shaktihi, manifest is recognizable, unmanifest is non-recognizable. The manifest recognizable power is the proof for the unmanifest power being there. And the unmanifest, the source of unmanifest, but the power, manifest or unmanifest, vyaktam or avyaktam, the source of the power is the reality. Shaktehe moolam. Shakti moolam. Shakti moolam. The source of the power is the reality. So reality is also recognizable only when the power is manifest. The power of reality is unmanifest. Reality is also non-recognizable. So manifestation of power of reality is the manifestation of the reality. The power of reality being unmanifest is the reality being not available for recognition. That is why they say, when Shakti is not there, Shivanen irikirar, jadamah irikirar. Because non-recognizably there. This power, when it's stored totally unmanifest. The power is totally unmanifest, given the name Maya. And then this condition is called Mahapralaya. Deluge. A dissolution. In Mahapralayaha, everything will be like how exactly we are in sleep. But we do not know. We cannot know. So, but there's never total manifestation. The power is Shakti is totally unmanifest. We called Maya. And totally unmanifest power is called Maya. this total manifestation is not there. The totally unmanifest is Maya. Then there is a partial manifestation. After Srishti, we have this experience of partial manifestation. What is partial manifestation? When the power of reality is partially manifest, there is partial jnanam. When the power of reality is partially unmanifest, there is partial ajnanam also. There is jnanam, there is also ajnanam. Why there is jnanam as well as ajnanam? Because the power of reality is partially manifest. There is partial jnanam. The power of reality is partially unmanifest. There is partial ajnanam. What is partial jnanam? When the partial manifestation is there, then there is knowledge of the existence of the world, and which presupposes the knowledge of the existence of the self. So this, we say, I am, it is knowledge of the existence of the self. Therefore, the world is also knowledge of the existence of the world. And this knowledge of the existence of the world, along with knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, this knowledge is manifestation of the power of reality. But a partial manifestation of the power is knowledge, is partial jnanam. It is naturally there. But for his partial jnanam to become total, initiative is required. For which Shastram helps us as Pramanam. So what is this knowledge? The knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, because of which knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is possible. This knowledge is nothing but manifest power of the reality. Knowledge, that's why to distinguish this jnanam, we say shuddham jnanam, distinguish the source of the power from this jnanam, manifest jnanam, we use the word pure jnanam, pure knowledge. So the power of knowledge, power of reality manifest is jnanam. And the power of reality unmanifest is ajnanam. So whether the power is manifest or unmanifest, the power never has existence independently outside of the reality, outside of its source. The power is never outside of the source of the power. Therefore, whether unmanifest or manifest, the power, this always the source of the power is the reality. Therefore, this only source of manifest power, the only source of unmanifest power is the same reality. That is why jnana ajnana yoho moolam chaitanyam brahma. So unmanifest power called ajnanam, manifest power called jnanam, for both the source is the same reality. So when it is understood what this jnanam is, the manifest power, this jnanam, what it is, what is the source of this manifest power? So when we understand what I am, once you understand what I am, this is discovering, knowing what I am, what this knowledge is, as good as knowing what this universe is. The understanding what I am, thereby what the universe is, what happens, the knowledge of what I am, the knowledge of what the universe is actually total up. The power of unmanifest power is totally manifest. So knowing what I am, thereby knowing what this universe is what? The knowledge. And that knowledge is total manifestation. When this power of reality is totally manifest, and there is no ajnanam. Is it clear? When the power of the there's no ajnanam. When this unmanifest power is totally manifest, there's no ajnanam. There's a total manifestation of the power, which is called jnanam, and there is no ajnanam. There is source of purna jnanam and a Purnam Vyakta Vyaktash Purna Vyakta Shaktihi. So total manifestation of the power is called a total knowledge, and this knowledge is not outside of the source of knowledge. Then we have to say there's only jnanam. So we have not destroyed the jnanam. We understand, when you understand what I am, thereby you understand what the world is. The power of unmanifest power is totally manifest. Avidya is not there. That is why ajnanam is also known by the term maya. It disappears. Now you have to say only jnanam. So manifest knowledge, the manifest power is jnanam, unmanifest power is ajnanam, means now we can understand. Only when there is manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the self, then there is manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the world, which means knowledge of the existence of time, knowledge of the existence of space, knowledge of the existence of everything else. Therefore, time. So, therefore, everything is what now? Knowledge of the existence is partial manifestation. Knowledge of what is existent is total knowledge. Got it? Knowledge of the existence of the self and the world is partial manifest knowledge. Knowledge of the existent, what I am, what this world is, who am I, what this world is total manifestation. Therefore, the time is also what? Manifestation of knowledge. Space is manifestation of knowledge. The whole world is manifestation of knowledge. The whole world, all, everything is jnanam. Every time is jnanam. Space is knowledge. Everything else in the world is knowledge. Why? Because when there is the power of knowledge, the power of reality is unmanifest with the name Ajnanam, Avidya, then time is not there, space is not there, the world is not there. Not there means where does it go? It is as good as non-existent. So time is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of the power of reality. Space is dependent on the manifestation of the power of reality. The entire world of objects is dependent on the manifestation of the power of reality. In terms of knowledge, for the world to shine. This external world, including time and space, and everything which exists in the realm of time and space, including your body, mind and complex, doesn't have existence at all independently outside of the manifest power. Vyakta shaktehe bahihi jagataha kutra stitihi. Where is the existence of this universe outside of the manifest power known as jnanam? Therefore, the whole world shines in the light of manifest power called knowledge. Jagat bhasakam, jagat bhasakam jyotihi. The light which illumines the world. The light which illumines the time and space and the entire world of objects is this vyakta shaktihi, is manifest power called knowledge. So the world which shines in the light of the manifest power called knowledge, sarva prakashakam, therefore the whole world is jnanam. There's only jnanam. It's all knowledge. It's all knowledge. So what is this knowledge? What is this manifest power? In the presence of which time shines, space shines, the rest of the forms, names and functions shine. They all enjoy existence. What is this manifest power called knowledge, in the presence of which the tangible, intangible, all these forms, the activities, functions, the laws, the order, the actions, the results of actions, the laws determine results of actions, the experiences, experience of pairs of opposites, etc. Varieties of experiences, pain, pleasure, success, failure, loss, gain, honor, dishonor, all these experiences are all possible. They all enjoy existence. Jagat means everything. The movements, the mobility, the functions, the actions, the laws, the experience of pains and pleasures, everything enjoys existence. Everything together as one word is Jagat. Enjoys existence when there is in the presence of the light of manifest power called knowledge. When this manifest power called knowledge is not there, what happens to jnanam? The power is unmanifest. When the power is unmanifest, when it's total power is totally unmanifest, there's only total jnanam, there's no jnanam. Still, the source of the power, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness is always there. Because source of power is of the nature of changelessness. The source of the power is of the nature of changelessness. It is all pervasiveness. It's always there. But the power is totally unmanifest. There's ajnanam with the name ajnanam. The power, unmanifest power, is named with ajnanam, where it is resolved, power remains inseparably resolved in its source called pure knowledge, implied by the term Brahma. The total unmanifest power, totally unmanifest power, remains resolved inseparably one with its source, the formless reality, the consciousness. Then there is no self, there's no world. When the power is totally unmanifest, there is non-duality. There is no duality. In the power is totally unmanifest, it is called ajnanam. This ajnanam, total unmanifest power, is there inseparably with its source, which is pure knowledge, Brahma. The source of unmanifest power called ajnanam is pure knowledge, pure consciousness, Brahma. Then there is no duality. No or non-duality is not there. The plurality is also not possible. There is there is non-dual reality, would its power totally unmanifest? So the reality of abiding, having its unmanifest power resolved in it, is non-dual reality. Then there is experience. That is non-dual experience. The power is totally unmanifest. Then also there is no duality. When the duality is not there in total ignorance, we call it Advaita Anubhavaha. We are total. There is non-dual experience. But being experienced, subject to change. And this partial manifestation is, there is I am, knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge, thereby knowledge of the existence of the world, in terms of the world is, then the time is, space is, all the objects are, everything is, then duality is also there as what? Experiencer is, experiencer is always there, but in when the knowledge is manifest, the experiencer is, the knowledge of the existence of the experiencer is. In partial manifestation, there is knowledge of the existence of the experiencer. In total ignorance, there is no knowledge of the existence of the experiencer. So knowledge of the existence of the self as experiencer is, knowledge of the existence of the world is, and knowledge of the existence of time is, space is, the world is, means now time shines, space shines, entire world of objects shines in the light of all illumining light of knowledge, knowledge, manifest power known by the term jnanam. I pray that I can make you see what I'm seeing. Then, with the help of the study of the Shastram, being part of this total manifest world, obtaining as in enjoying the individual status temporarily when the effort is made, when we stumble upon what this manifest power called knowledge is, when we arrive at in knowing what I am, what thereby what this world is, then you understand what? The source of knowledge, discovery of the source of manifest power called knowledge is knowledge in which, in the wake of which, there is total manifestation. We discover the source of knowledge, source of manifestation, manifest power, then there is no jnanam. Jnanam and Ajnanam cannot coexist. There's no Ajnanam. There's only Jnanam. In total manifestation, so discovering the source of manifested power, the source of knowledge of the self, the source of knowledge of the whole world is known as it were. Then there is total knowledge. The partial unmanifest power also becomes manifest. The partial unmanifest power also becomes manifest. There's a total manifestation of the power of reality. Therefore, there's total knowledge. When the power is totally manifest, there's total knowledge. There is no ignorance. There is jnanam, which is manifest power of the reality. And the reality, the source of this manifest power called jnanam, is also nothing but pure knowledge. The pure knowledge does not come and go. It's all, the source of knowledge is always there, changelessly, unchangeably. And the power, the source of the power is always there as pure knowledge. The manifest power called knowledge becomes unmanifest, again becomes manifest, again becomes unmanifest. Therefore, it seems to be coming and going. But the source, the power doesn't go anywhere far from the reality. The manifest power also is not outside of the source of the power. Unmanifest power also not outside of the source of the power. The power is always, power always enjoys its existence in its source. Because power is non-countable, it has no independent existence. What is actually is the reality having its power unmanifest, resolved in it, or having its power manifest? Again, it in itself. That is why, actually, what is big now? How do we understand the bigness? Our understanding of big, bigger, biggest, great, greater, greatest, heavy, heavier, heaviest, small, smaller, smallest, our understanding of this degrees of comparison are only of this world of objects. But the source of the Shakti, so the manifest power called knowledge is all within the realm of this universe. All the degrees of comparison are of the within the realm of the power of knowledge, power of the reality. And the source of the power is distinct from, not distant, but distinct from all this. Is incomparable. The source is incomparable. Anupamam. It's one. The word anupamam. Incomparable. Power is not comparable because it is not second thing. There is a second thing other than the reality. The only powerful reality, having its unmanifest power and having its manifest power, remaining as the only source of manifest and unmanifest power, is secondless. Non-dual. Ekam, Advayam, Advitiyam. The source of Ajnanam, the unmanifest power, is this same reality. The source of manifest power, Ajnanam, is also the same reality. When there's total manifestation, there's only Ajnanam. In total manifestation, there is Ajnanam. The power is totally unmanifest as Ajnanam, Purna Ajnanam. And the source of this unmanifest and the manifest power is always the Purna Shuddha Ajnanam, Shuddham Chaitanyam. Pure knowledge. It is of the nature of changelessness and it doesn't move. Unmoving, unmoving, unchanging, unchangeable. Why? How do we say unmoving? Because space enjoys existence only when the power, in the manifest power, in the manifest power called knowledge, in the light of knowledge, the manifest power called knowledge, space enjoys existence. The manifest, therefore, reality is the source of the manifest power. Pervades space. See, space enjoys existence in the manifest power. And the source of the manifest power, which lends existence to the very power, lends existence to the space. Space itself enjoys its existence in consciousness. Therefore, it pervades space. Reality pervades space. Because reality power pervades. In the power of reality, space enjoys existence. Therefore, reality pervades space. Reality pervades the entire space means reality is unmoving. Achalaha. Unmoving. Therefore, reality is of the nature of actionlessness, changelessness. Now, time. It also shines, enjoys its existence only in the in the light of manifest power called knowledge. Therefore, the reality, the source of the power, which lends existence, the power, in fact, is distinct from the very power, distinct from time. The time is pervaded by the power of reality, thereby reality. Therefore, reality is timeless. And every form, name and function which exists within the realm of time and space enjoys its existence being illumined by the light of manifest power called knowledge. Therefore, everything is in and through pervaded by the manifest Shakti in terms of Jnanam. The light of knowledge, the light of manifest power known by the term knowledge, pervading in and through everything, illumines the whole Jagat, including time and space. Therefore, the manifest power, which is knowledge, is the light in which everything shines. Imagine, therefore, the source of manifestation, reality, which is of the nature of knowing pure knowledge, pervades everything in the form of its power of knowing. Therefore, there is nothing which is greater, more superior, bigger than the reality. It's called Brihattamatvam. Therefore, Upanishad carefully has found this word, Brahma, to imply this reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, bigness, incomparable bigness, greatness. And it is this unmanifest power known by the term Maya is said to be the prakriti, the material cause of the universe. Because only when this power is manifest, the world shines. Having even one's own self, knowledge of the existence of the very self, thereby the existence of the world, only when his power is manifest. This power is looked upon as the material cause. And the source of the power, without which the power cannot even exist, is looked upon as the intelligent cause. The power and the powerful are given two different statuses, causal status, as material and the intelligent causes of the universe. Really speaking, the causal status is only from the standpoint of what shines. Otherwise, what is only Brahma. The source of the power is of the nature of knowledge, pure consciousness, why we add the word pure? I used to think when I was very young, I used to ask Swamiji, Shuddham, why do you say Shuddham Chaitanyam? Because in the, when the very beginning, I started listening to the Bhashyam classes, Swamiji always, he never translated this word, Shuddham Chaitanyam. Because to distinguish from the manifest power called knowledge. When the manifestation of power, the power is manifest in terms of knowledge of the existence of a self, as I am, waking state. The power of knowledge, power of reality is unmanifest. Then deep sleep state. Does reality create the world? No. Does the world exist outside of the reality? No. Therefore, all the movements, all the mobilities, all the activities, functions, experiences, running around, they're all seeming. Nothing happens outside of the reality. And it is this reality which alone is Satyam. It is this reality which is implied by the term Brahman alone is Satyam. The Shaktihi is Mithya. Shaktihi, the power, Avyakta is Mithya. Vyakta Shakti is also Mithya. Vyakta or Avyakta, manifest or unmanifest, power is non-countable, doesn't have independent existence. Therefore, power itself is Mithya. And imagine the world which shines in the manifest power, which doesn't have independent existence of its own at all. The world of objects enjoys existence, shines only in the light of knowledge, being illumined by the light of knowledge, enjoying being lent existence by the light of knowledge, which is the manifest power of reality. As no independent existence is Mithya. What is that only source of knowledge? Only source of all power? In which everything shines, everything comes and goes, becomes manifest and manifest. That alone has the Brihattamatvam. That is Brahma. That is the truth. That alone is Satyam. other than that, everything is mithya. Shastram says, you are the truth and the whole Jagat is the truth. What is only the truth? There is no second thing absolutely other than the truth, which is Brahma. There's only Brahma. There is only Brahma. Where are you? Where is the world? Where are the punya papams? Where are the sukha dukkha anubhava? Yes, they are. Absolutely, they are not. What is only Brahma. Exactly how you see the light, external sunlight, in the light of, through the light of your seeing power. Now you have to see this fact of everything being Brahma through the eye of knowledge. Therefore, there is no knower other than Brahma. Brahma knows itself, Brahma knows the world. There is no subject other than Brahma. There is no object other than Brahma. Brahman is neither the subject nor the object. There's no jiva other than Brahma. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. There's no Jagat other than Brahma. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Bheda. Ishvara is again a status attributed to Brahma from the standpoint of having the status of being the cause of the universe. Otherwise, there is no Ishvara other than Brahma. There is no Jagat other than Brahma. There is no Jiva other than Brahma. Therefore, even though the Jiva Jagad Ishvara Bheda is there in our experience and perception, without denying our experience of this divisions and differences, we can still appreciate the divisionlessness. Differencelessness. Oneness of the truth of all these three, Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, which is Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam. Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam. there must be now understanding of oneness of the truth, of the individual, the total, and the Lord. You must be seeing it right now. It may need assimilation. You are seeing it already. You must be seeing it. If you are not seeing now, I have not communicated well. So what is being said today is possible because of what has been being said all these days, all these another previous clauses. And it is this reality implied by the term Brahma pervades everything. Therefore, another word, Atma, is used. And is a reflexive pronoun. All pervades everything, obtains thereby being pervading everything, remains as the essential nature of everything. Pervading everything, remaining as essential nature of everything. Therefore, implied by the term Atma. Now, can you see yourself in the world? Or you see the world in you? If everything is resolved in knowledge is resolved in its source, the power is resolved in its source, manifest power in terms of knowledge is resolved in its source, means you are resolved in Brahma cognitively. Then you see the whole world in you. And if we can really see this by repeatedly dwelling upon this fact, definitely there will be absolutely objectivity in which internalization is not possible. You are free. Which means the freedom is not really attained. Limitlessness is freedom. Being free from limitations is freedom. And limitlessness is very swarupam. Being limitless is being free. Being limited is being bound. So, therefore, limitlessness is implied by the word freedom. If a freedom you do not attain, you claim it. Because limitlessness is ever the nature of the reality. Your freedom is already there. In Ajnanam also freedom is there. In Jnanam also freedom is there. In Jnanam, you claim it as your Swarupam. In Ajnanam, you want to accomplish it. In ignorance, you want to attain freedom. The want resolves in jnanam because you have claimed it as your nature. You claimed the freedom as your nature in jnanam. We do claim, we can claim freedom the limitlessness as our nature in knowledge. Therefore, the want resolves. So, aham brahma asmi. Sarvam brahma. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. Everything is brahma. Therefore, aham idam sarvam. I am the whole. It is not to be said. It is the fact, abstract, subtlest fact, which should be understood, dwelt upon, and ascertained. Any questions?
I have a question, Swami.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Of course. That's why I'm asking you. Yeah, please.
Prajnanam Brahma.
Yeah.
Sarvam Brahma, I understand. Aham Brahmasmi. I say I do not understand. Because there is no aham. I can't hear.
Yeah. See, when you say aham idam sarvam, aham is resolved in Brahma. There aham becomes Brahma.
Then there is no aham.
Pardon?
Then there is no aham.
Yeah, no, you see, Brahma and Aham are one.
Yep.
Aham is not there means, Aham is not there as the body mentions complex.
Yep.
Aham, resolved in Brahma, is Brahma.
Yeah.
Therefore, Brahman is Aham, Aham is Brahma there.
Once Aham is resolved in Brahma,
yeah,
there is no need for Aham.
Yeah, we can say there's only Brahma, but still, as long as this jnanam takes place only when you are here as having this aham, isn't it? When this aham, this aham, jnanam, ahamasmi, jnanam is there, that is when you claim the jnanam. Attain the jnanam. When this jnanam is not there, you cannot have this jnanam. After having claimed the jnanam, which means everything is Brahma, aham Brahma, asmi. Therefore, aham Brahma, asmi means aham is resolved in Brahma. Then now when you say aham idam sarvam, you see yourself as inseparable from Brahma, as the only truth Brahma. See, when you say aham idam sarvam, you are seeing yourself as the very source. Yourself means definitely you are seeing the abstract, formless reality, implying the term Brahma as the truth of I. As I. There's no individuality then. Ahamidam sarva means individuality is already resolved. So, ahamidam sarva. That's true. You are right. The question is perfect. Really good question. But it should arise. There's no aham. Then where is sarvam? Sarvam Brahma, you say that's also right. But because you're still, even after jnanam, you continue to be there as an individual. Because till your stomach is there, you had to go and eat. You had to have breakfast, lunch, because there are dharmas. And you're objective towards the biological, physical needs. And you do the needful prudently. You know, that people have wrong false ideas. Wise people, they don't feel hungry, they don't need to eat. That's the yogis. Yogis, because they turn the minds, it's like anesthesia, no? They practices, they do turn it off and then they sit in meditation for ages, they don't need to eat because they don't need to do anything. That is different. That's different thing. It's all temporary. But our solution for our peace is only in jnanam. Therefore, aham idam sarvam, when you say, already aham is seen as Brahma. Aham idam sarvam means aham and idam sarvam Brahma ityartaha. Aham idam sarvam. I, the self, am the whole. In saying, I, the pronoun I, and the pronoun this, both are seen as twofold manifestations of only Brahma. And the divisions, you already resolve it. Of course, aham idam sarvam means then you aham is Brahman only, not anything else. Have you answered satisfactorily?
Thank you.
Satisfied or not?
No, answered.
Yeah. Sometimes we do answer, but answer may not be satisfactory. That's why I wanted to confirm. But it's good that the question is good. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.